We were discussing in the previous segment about the big news yesterday from former Razorback basketball great Scotty Thurman getting a job as the head coach of Parkview High School down in Little Rock to be the next head man there. And he joins us right now on the phone line. Scotty, appreciate you joining us. Good morning and congratulations.
Hey, good morning, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's always good to have you on. Good to catch up with you. And I want to start first off with just tell us about the process of it all, because we know that coaching was always something that you really wanted to get into, obviously, with you helping out with the University of Arkansas under Mike Anderson. And how did this opportunity come about? How did the process go? Just give us a little background on all that.
Well, it really just kind of happened all fast. I mean, Coach Flanagan, legendary coach, obviously, decided to hang it up and the job opened, and you know, I applied for it like anyone else, and there was an interview process, and I was fortunate enough to be involved in getting an interview. And once I got the interview, I went in there and basically showed what I thought that I brought to the table, and was fortunate enough and blessed enough to be able to get this opportunity.
I mean, you look at that program, you go back to Coach Rip, that a lot of people are familiar with, that really kind of got that Parkview program started. You mentioned Coach Flanagan. It's been in pretty good hands for a long time. Parkview probably has produced more Division I talent in this state than any other high school program. I think I'm right about that, but it certainly had a great tradition, Scotty. I'm sure continuing that, it's a great honor to get that chance.
It's definitely a great honor. Obviously, Parkview's been known for having a great basketball program for a while. Also, it's been known as a great academic institution. So I'm looking forward to getting an opportunity to work with young people, something that I believe has been a gift that's been given to me from God. I thought I'd be able to work with young people, not only help them with the game of basketball, but with the game of life. It's going to be fun, kind of coming from the college level to being able to work with young men of a somewhat of a different age, especially when you consider it being a 9th and 12th grade school. But I look forward to being able to impact the lives of young people, both academically, socially, as well as athletically.
That was actually going to lead into my next question, Scotty, just as far as what you learned under Mike Anderson and what you learned at Arkansas in that coaching role. How has that helped develop you and prepare you for taking on a job like this? I know it's a different thing between college and high school. It's very different, but how did that process really help you out? And not only being qualified for this job, but being confident that you can get the job done there at Parkview?
Well, I think just the preparation that it takes. I mean, the countless hours that you put in as a college coach. And I was fortunate enough to work under a pretty good high school coach at Episcopal Collegiate School when I was there in Little Rock, and Lionel Gilbert. He gave me a chance to kind of see how a high school program worked. And then I was blessed with the opportunity to come here and work with John Pelfrey, which was my first year on campus, and see how he worked. And then fortunate enough to work with Coach Mike Anderson for 9 years or 8 years and to get an opportunity to see how he worked. Just the persistence, the day-to-day of trying to have an impact on kids. I mean, I believe if you push and pull, and you're teaching the right thing. You got to know there's some fundamentals of basketball, but there's also fundamentals of learning. There's just certain things that I believe that I've been equipped with in terms of whether that's character enhancement program, helping kids understand what it's like to go out and try to obtain a career, what it's like to have to look for scholarships, scholarship money in order to be able to help kids get in school, both academically and athletically. And I think that I can, help enhance young people.
Razorback legend Scotty Thurman with us here on the Morning Rush. So, I mean, I think a lot of Razorback fans are curious or want to know, why didn't you stay with the Musselman staff? Why was that transition, not successful for both parties? I guess a lot of people are wondering, why are you not still involved in the Razorback basketball program? Can you give us insight to why that didn't work out?
Well, I mean, it just didn't work out. It was a situation that, I was in a certain position, and that opportunity was presented to me as far as being able to work towards over a certain period of time. I wasn't really given that opportunity, in my opinion, but, obviously Coach Musselman had his choices of who he wanted to be on his staff. He offered me an opportunity to go back to my former role, and I didn't think that that was a good fit for me at this point in my career. And fortunately, I've been blessed with the opportunity to lead a program, and I'm just looking forward to that. I don't have any hard feelings with anyone. Decisions are made. But at the end of the day, I had to do what I feel is best for me at this point in my career. But also, I'm just excited to be getting an opportunity to move on and coach at a school like Parkview. I love the University of Arkansas. That's not any issue there.
Sure. And we all know you will. So, but got to ask, what is your relationship like with Coach Musselman? Because that's important, because you're going to be the head coach at one of the key high school programs in this state that he'll be recruiting. What's the relationship like between you and Coach Musselman?
I mean, it's a professional relationship. I mean, that's about it. I mean, I know Coach Musselman's an ultimate professional in terms of doing his job. I have to be the ultimate professional in terms of doing my job. My job is to help lead a program and develop and enhance and improve on a situation that's already been excellent. So, you know, there's a working relationship. His job is to recruit kids. I'm sure that we're going to have some kids that he's going to recruit. And, I mean, he's got to talk to those kids and those families. And, you know, I'm never going to do anything to jeopardize my relationship with the University of Arkansas in any capacity. So, I mean, make no mistake about that. I'm a Razorback. I always have been, and I always will be.
That makes it sound that makes all of us feel better, because there was a time where the best players from Parkview went to Ole Miss. And I think a lot of people were a little concerned that they didn't want to see those days return.
Well, I mean, you know, kids have the right to make choices. Kids get with their families and they make the choices on where they choose to go to college. My job is not to tell a kid where to go to school. My job is to come in, work with them, help them develop both academically, socially, and athletically. And then obviously, whatever college coach that wants to come in and he likes the kids, he's got to recruit them, develop that relationship, and, you know, we go from there. I mean, that's my part of it, is the development, to be the kind of the sounding board for those families when they're making those decisions, to make sure that they're looking at the right things, identifying things that are real. I mean, because there's a lot of social media and different things that people paint certain pictures, but, I mean, college athletics is a big business, and kids need to understand when they make those decisions. You make those decisions on basketball, social support, academics, facilities, everything. So, you know, it's a bigger picture than just picking the school. You know, I think that's what people need to understand. These are kids' lives, and they get the right to make that choice. Yeah. My job is to help shape and mold them as young men.
Well, Scotty, let me ask you about this, because I feel like any time a former player gets into the coaching game, it's almost like a whole new dream has been started. Because before, I'm sure it was going to the NBA, playing in the NBA, but now that you're getting into this coaching role, what's the end game for you? What would you like to do? Is it an NBA coach, college coach, high school coach, just a coach in general? What's kind of the goal you want to have in the end game for you as a coach?
You know, I really don't have an end game. You know, I stopped making plans, you know, for myself a long time ago. I just, you know, I'm a man of faith. You know, I believe in God, and I believe God has plans for everyone's life. And, you know, I just try to put everything in his hands and allow him to lead me. And it's a decision he led me and what was best for me and my family. As far as the end game, I don't really have an end game. You know, as long as I've got the breath of, you know, of life and the strength to be able to help people and help kids, more importantly, that's what I'm going to do. At what level, I don't know. You know, if that's the NBA, if that's college, I have no idea. But I know right now I'm excited and elated to be able to take over a program such as Parkview. I can't wait to get in the school system and have the opportunity to meet some of the teachers, the administrators, and the rest of the faculty. I can't wait to get involved with some of these kids. We're going to get to work. We're going to have fun. And we're going to develop on and off the floor. And it's going to be a fun ride. And we're just going to try to continue to build on the legacy that's already been established.
Does Coach Flanagan remind you of Coach Richardson at all in a lot of ways? Because when I watch him coach, I see a little bit of Coach Richardson and Coach Flanagan.
Let me tell you something. Coach Flanagan reminds me of Coach Richardson, my father as well. God rest his soul. I mean, I don't know if people know, but, you know, I've got a relationship with that family that goes way back to my days of living in Little Rock. Wes Flanagan is someone I consider to be like a brother. Jason Flanagan is someone I consider to be like a brother. And Coach Flanagan is kind of that surrogate father for any time you want to try to get some advice or pick his brain on how to deal with just life situations. He's always been available. And, you know, I'm excited to have the opportunity to follow his footsteps. He told me he's going to be just a phone call away. I'm sure I have to lean on him for certain advice. But I'm just looking forward to the opportunity, man. I can't tell you guys how excited I am to be able to lead a program and to lead this program in particular.
Yeah, I know it's an exciting opportunity for you, and it's a big-time program, and I'm sure you'll do great down there at Parkview. Scotty Thurman, former Razorback basketball great and new head coach of the Parkview Patriot High School basketball team. Really appreciate you joining us, Scotty. Good luck there at Parkview. We'll be rooting on for you, and hopefully we're able to catch up with you later down the road.
All right, man. I appreciate it, guys. You
hey,
guys
Scotty.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, Scotty, sir. Real quick. Is this the first time you've done an interview in Arkansas and no one asked you about the shot?
First time, man.
Hey, we're the ones. We're the ones,
first
baby.
First time, man. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, man. I'm excited to spread the news. It's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, appreciate it, Scotty. Have a great one, man. Yeah,
that's all right, it. Thanks.